Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, indeed. It is the Wojo and Rieger Football Picks of the Week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 97.1 The Ticket. I'm tallying on the fly here, Rieger. Oh, you were terrible. Oh, my God. You took the Bears last week, Nebraska last week. You lucked out with that Rutgers cover against Michigan State, you son of a bitch.
Oh, it was very lucky. I agree.
And you did get Arizona against LA, right?
Correct.
Yes.
I was 2-3.
You were 2-3. Wojo was 1, 2, 3, 4-1.
Whoa!
No, I'm sorry. 3-2.
Oh, thank God.
I did take the Raiders 3-2. All right.
Sad.
I'll tally up the final, the totals, and come back with it next. But first, let's do the picks. What we do, Michigan State game, Lions game against the spread, and then we do a best bet in either one. Here we go. Let's start with college. Why don't we start with your best bet in college outside of Michigan State? What do you got?
All right, this one's tough, believe it or not. I got two games, both from the Big Ten, that I'm looking at. Ooh. Iowa, Minnesota, Ohio State, Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah. Minnesota, they win. They got a great chance to represent the West.
Yeah,
seems like a game they lose. Iowa could win it, but screw it. I'm going the Buckeyes, not to cover the 27.5 against Maryland. The game's in Maryland. It's just going to be cold. There's no crazy weather, but the Buckeyes might be looking forward just
20,
a little bit.
27.5?
That's
yes,
what I got.
That is correct.
I'm going to take the Terps.
I actually like that. I do. Cold. You know what happens with CJ Stroud in the cold, right?
Oh, yeah. And pressured.
I like that one. I'm going to keep riding the hot hand. You've got Penn State. They've been on a roll. They are clearly the third best team in the Big Ten and are taking their victory stomp through the rest of the week, Big Ten. Penn State laying 19.5 at Rutgers. Rutgers, again, the third string quarterback, is falling apart. Give me Penn State minus 19.5. Now, for the big local college games, Michigan State at home, Saturday favored by 10 over an Indiana team that has lost 7 in a row. Rieger, tell me the trophy that Michigan State and Indiana play for.
The spittoon.
The old brass spittoon.
There
Good
you
job.
Go.
This game deserving of a spit bucket, I
That's
would have to
right.
say. All right. Indiana getting 10 at Michigan State. I'm sorry, Indiana doesn't do anything well, offense or defense. They did have one tricky game when they had Michigan tied at halftime.
They
just
did.
Just a little word
Happens
of warning.
Happens a lot to Michigan.
Just a little warning, but I will take, it's 10 points, not 10.5. I will take Michigan State minus 10.
All right, so Michigan State's looking to make a bowl game. They are rejuvenated after the Michigan loss. They've had two wins in a row, including going on the road and beating Illinois.
Uh-huh.
I think Michigan State routes.
Oh, routes.
The Hoosier Daddies. As you notice, usually when Michigan State wins a game, they rout them. They win by a decent amount. I got Sparty to cover. I do.
And when they lose by a decent amount.
When they lose, they get their ass kicked,
right,
too. But yeah, no, Mel Tucker has really got these kids playing some good football. So
you see, that way you were just so patronizing right there. You were me like talking to you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, and Mel Tucker has these kids playing some good quality football.
There was nothing patronizing about it.
Oh, yes.
No, they're playing good the last two games. They've been dominant, and the offense has come back alive.
All right, just stop talking.
Defensively, they're not bad either.
No, they've been pretty good. Their running game
cover
has been revived.
How dare you accuse me of being patronizing?
Michigan at home against Illinois. Michigan favored by 17.5. Another one of those trap games before the big Ohio State game. Illinois with big Brett Bielema. They were 7-1 2 weeks ago. Then they pooped the bed, lost two in a row. They still have a good running game, although Chase Brown is banged up a little bit.
They can still win the West.
Their defense is very good. They've only given up two 100-yard rushing games. And as you know, Blake Corum has like seven in a row. So what gives there? 17.5. Seems like a bit much. It'll be cold, but I don't think Michigan is going to go out there and fling the ball around and show that they can pass. I think they're just going to hand it to Blake Corum again. It's going to be a grind it out. I think Michigan will win by like 20. Let's say 30-10. Give me the Fighting Blake Corums.
God, I go back and forth. I don't know what to choose. All the stats you just said
fabulous. It is a toughie.
We do know that it's going to be a close game at the half.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be 6-3 at halftime.
This might be the 1 second half that Michigan actually has to keep their starters in the entire time. I'm going to go Illinois, who could still win the West on a two-game losing skid.
Everybody could.
I get it, but what I said is not untrue. I got Illinois to cover.
Illinois plus 7. You know, that's not a bad pick at all.
Now who's being patronized?
The 17.5, the half, the hook. Made me think. All right, let's go to the NFL, shall we? Let's start with a best bet, and I'll start with the best bet here. I'm going tonight's game, the Packers and the Titans. I'm not saying Green Bay has turned it around. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is back on the beam. I'm just saying Tennessee has like six starters out.
A lot of starters out
because of injury. And yes, Green Bay, obviously they're still desperate, 4-6. Going to be pretty much out of it if they don't win. Give me the Packers laying 3.
All right, I'm going to go back to, as Kenny Catt calls it, the honey hole.
Excuse me?
That's what he said when I talked to him about sports gambling. Called the honey hole. Yes, meaning it's the safe area.
Oh, and there's like sweetness in there.
Yes. The honey hole. I'm going to go back to my honey hole. Rams and Saints.
Oh, God.
Stafford's back, but Cooper Kupp got surgery, so he out. Saints can still somehow, maybe, possibly win that division, even though they won't. I got New Orleans -3. Is that what you got? And I got the Saints to cover because the Rams are in a free fall. And don't turn to Matthew Stafford to take yourself out of a free throw. We know that.
That's true. New Orleans -3. You're taking New Orleans.
Yep.
So if Stafford wins by 2 points, you lose.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm just making sure you knew that.
I got the Saints to hopefully bludgeon them.
I'm going to give you an option. You lose your bet. The Rams win the game.
Yeah.
But not because of Stafford. Stafford throws 4 interceptions. Would you take that?
What does he do in a losing effort?
Not good, obviously. Whatever, no. But he throws 4 interceptions.
No, I'll take a loss. I want to help out the Lions.
Okay, all right. All right, and the big one, in the swamps of New Jersey, it's the Lions getting 3 points against the Fighting Mike Vilenis, the Giants, who are 7-2. What say you?
Giants have no receivers.
Oh, they got Kenny Golladay.
The Giants do have a running quarterback, though.
He's
had 2 100-yard rushing games this year.
He's a little nifty, shifty guy.
Yes, and what do they call him? Vanilla Vic?
Do they?
Yeah. That's what Saquon Barkley calls him.
I thought he was just Danny Dimes.
The afternoon show talked about this.
Really?
Yes.
Vanilla Vic meaning White Vic.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. So anyway, I do believe this is so hard because I don't know if I should believe in the Lions. Usually the Lions would go to New York, maybe get blown out.
It's only a 3-point spread. It's not about believing or not believing. These NFL games are often coin flips.
Lions find a way, it seems like, even when they're awful, to keep things close. It's the NFL, a league of parity.
Say it loud. Say it proud, Rieger.
I'm going to go Lions to cover. Lions.
And win?
I just have them covering. I don't need to say win.
Are they going to win?
I kind of feel they're going to win. God, I'm a dope.
You are dope. And so am I. See, and maybe I listened to the crazy Italian in the afternoon and Little Valenti too much. But I think the Giants, they're not an 8-2 team, which they would be 8-2 if they beat the Lions. And the Lions probably are not a 3-7 team, which they would be if they lost to the Giants, as I take a swig of water. Because I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm both going to take the Lions and agree with Rieger.
Can Lions, you imagine this town if they win 3 in a row with a game against the Detroit Bills coming?
Oh, my God.
Now Thanksgiving Lions, would be insane.
Lions fans are going to stay home and watch their game and not go to the Detroit Bills game, right?
I would assume so.
I would assume so as well. Boy, right. I'm all choked up now.
Yeah, so you're taking the Lions too?
I am taking the Lions. Wow. I will also accept the 3 points, but I believe I'm actually going to take the Lions to win the game outright. And this violates most of my basic tenets about the Lions being up, down, which they've proven forever because they've first time they went 2 in a row in 2 years. This would be the first time they win 3 in a row in 5 years. But I just feel like the Giants are due for a down. Would you want to live in a world where that New York Giants team is 8-2? Is that a fair world to live in?
I mean, the NFC as a whole is so ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So I hear you.
On the basis.
I feel so stupid. You know what it is? You know what it is? And I'm going to talk about this, I think, at 8 o'clock. Like, are we happy because we deserve to be happy and have a right to be happy? Or are we happy because all we get is garbage with this team and a 2-game winning streak makes us go over the edge in excitement?
We're not going over the edge. They're getting 3 points.
We're both picking the Lions to go on the road and beat a 7-2 football team.
That is kind of strange, I got to admit. But we're getting 3 points.
I know. I'm just saying.
It is kind of strange, but nobody thinks they're a legit 7-2 team. Whatever.
Yeah, but nobody in the NFC knows what to think. Nobody's legit, I feel.
Yeah. All right. 2-4. Oh, we'll take their calls next. But that is it for the picks of the week. When I come back, I'll tally up our records overall.
Yeah, because mine's better than yours.
I hadn't had a chance to, but I'm gaining quickly. All right. That is the Wojo and Rieger Picks of the Week, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 97.1 The Ticket. More next on the Wojo and Rieger Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.